Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Great Wednesday, good old hump day, ready to come into the weekend. Got some exciting things for us here at the weekend for the station because we've got our very own Christmas party going to be happening.
Some 2 days away.
So we're going to be having a good time. Hopefully everybody else is having a great time as well. But we're really going to bring you a good time today because it is Did You Know Show time,
and
huh?
Another fantastic episode. I've really enjoyed your series so far this week. Can't wait to hear what you got for us today.
So have you ever seen the movie The Chronicles? No, not The Chronicles of Narnia. I forgot the name of the show. The show where the kids move into the house with the parents and they've got a book and they open the book and they have to look through this little rock in a circle to be able to see the goblins and things that are running around.
Nah, I'm drawing a blank on it.
All right, well, if you're out there and you know what movie I'm talking about, for some reason the name of the movie just absolutely slipped my mind. It's like Chadwick Chronicles or something like that.
Call in, let us know.
But anyways, you can let us know what that movie is. But this kind of reminds me of the movie in the book that they had written. So in 1912, there was this thing discovered called the Voynich Manuscripts.
Okay.
So what it is it's rare books. There's actually multiple books. And this book dealer, his name was Wilfred Voynich, he enjoyed a dream discovery in the form of a 240-page vellum manuscript. It's filled with letters, numbers, symbols, alongside vivid drawings of plants, nude women, and fantastic creatures. Now, it's housed actually in Yale University currently. The 15th century codex, that's when they are saying it kind of came to be. It's been carefully categorized, in six sections: botanical, astronomical, astrological, biological, cosmological, pharmaceutical, and then recipes. But otherwise, it actually remains undecipherable. Like, nobody has no idea what's actually in the book.
Any of it means?
No clue. Now, apparently,
they're able to put it in different categories, but they don't know what each actually means.
Yeah, they can kind of separate, I guess, the portions of the manuscript itself, but they can't figure out what it means. Apparently, there was a claim that someone followed a scent of a breakthrough in 2020, but they never released anything about what they figured out about it. A lot of skeptics believe that the whole manuscript in itself
is just
a big, elaborate hoax.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It sounds just like that movie that I, for whatever reason, can't get my head into. But that's kind of interesting, I guess.
And it's at Yale University.
It's at
Yale
University.
People are trying to figure it out. That's pretty crazy. You said it was, what, 1500?
15th century, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
15th century.
Still working on it. Usually, I feel like people would have either given up by now or figured it out, but still trying to figure out if there's anything deeper behind it.
I guess so. Maybe somebody's mind will come around and be able to make sense of it.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, my Did You Know show today. Did you know that Davy Crockett might not have actually worn the famous coonskin cap?
No shot. Don't do this to me.
Right. So Davy Crockett, you know, he's one of the more famous people from in the 1800s, as he was a military scout and a Tennessee politician, member of Congress, but he had a talent for spinning tales about his experiences as a frontiersman.
Okay.
So following his death at Texas's Alamo in 1836, numerous books, plays, and pamphlets embellished his skills as a fearless hunter and sharpshooter in that raccoon skin cap.
Right.
But now the question is whether Crockett ever wore one. And that is very debatable, as apparently there is a lot of things that say, you know, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, he was a big man, but he never wore the coonskin cap. And that comes from his son, actually, Nathan Boone, who said that in an interview. So it's debatable whether Davy Crockett ever wore that coonskin cap, but when Disney released their 1955 live-action film, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, Fess Parker was starring in that coonskin cap, and the American population, boys in general, went bananas for those coonskin caps. At the height of the Crockett mania, is what they call it, right after that movie was released in the 50s, stores sold about 5,000 faux fur coonskin caps a day.
A day?
Yep, 5,000 caps a day flying off the shelves. So whether or not he actually wore one is debatable. It might be one of those things in history. You know, you were talking about some of the things in history. Right. Like, did they ever really happen? That one, nobody's actually can confirm it, and the Sun actually tried to deny it.
Right.
But they still sold a lot, and it's one of the more famous icons from that era of American history.
I mean, maybe he didn't wear it, but all of his fans definitely wearing it.
Yeah, living on like 5, that.
5,000 a day.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. So cool to hear about another cipher from Noah today and learning about Davy Crockett and the actual genuineness of his attire. That's our Did You Know Show. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.